we're all sitting around here at the Hilton Hotel, the lobby. We've just walked away from our showcase at Stubbs, which we spent so much time hammering out, trying to figure out who the acts would be.
And put together, I think, an amazing lineup.
That spanned from Perfect Pussy, that were basically an act.
Basically an act of antagonism, almost. I mean, not hostility toward the audience, but just an unbelievable
energy.
Expulsion of energy.
Yeah.
Force. And all the way from that to Eagles, and then Khalees and St. Vincent, and then with Damon Albarn's very sort of intimate, quiet,
kind of subdued
set.
And, you know, for me, Khalees was really a highlight. Someone I've loved and admired for years, had major R&B hip-hop hits, and now is doing this wonderful kind of old-school soul collaboration with Dave Sitek, who was not here tonight. He's the producer of her new record. She had a big band. I was very inspired by her set.
I was, too.
Yeah, I mean, 12-piece band with her just very front and center. Still played Milkshake.
Yeah.
Still played a cappella. Still played like a few of the hits.
Yeah.
But did them in it wasn't just a classic soul sound. It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't a vintage sound so much. It was like vintage future.
And
St. Vincent.
The St. Vincent show was just a remarkable bit of performance.
Art
and her best songs, I think.
Yeah, you guys, Bob and Robin, both saw her live in Washington D.C. within the last couple weeks, and were talking about how it was. They were like among the best shows you had seen in years.
Lifetime.
In your life.
That wasn't a joke.
No, say lifetime.
And I, you know, unfortunately, I was hanging back in kind of our bullpen area because I'm writing, you know, pieces about these concerts as they're happening. And so I only got to really stand and watch the first half of the set and then to watch the rest on the monitors as the sound washed over me. And it's one of the best concerts I've seen in years. I was absolutely stunned by how great it was, how much the economy of motion, like how much drama she created for as little as she moved.
Yeah.
Just an unbelievable, and really one of the best. It sounds like we're talking in hyperbole. I think she's one of the best living guitar players.
Yeah, truly. I think what Annie Clark has accomplished now really shows the incredible commitment to honing a vision, you know, getting every element of a vision down. She often, in interviews, talks about how she's a workaholic and kind of makes light of it, but I see in her just that total art commitment to an artist's life. It's very inspiring to me. I think tonight I watched the crowd, and I just watched them anoint her as our rock star, you know?
Yeah. And then in the middle of it all, we got reports of a horrible accident very close by between here and another venue called the Mohawk, very close to Stubbs. A driver who apparently drove into the crowd, and we know there have been some injuries, possibly some severe. We're still waiting on details for a lot of this, and we have a reporter from NPR who's on the site talking with people, trying to get more of those details for us, and we'll have more of those details on NPR later, so keep watching NPR News for that.
And it feels just best to take all the things that we took in today and talk about them tomorrow.
Yeah, and just in the meantime, our hearts go out to everyone involved. We all walk on those streets every day, and we're just hoping and praying that, you know.
I think it's important for us to remember, first of all, we're all sitting here shaken, and we are thinking of sending love to everyone here in Austin. To me, it just reminds me of how life in the midst of joy, you never know what's going to happen, and that's why the joy is all that more precious. That's why the love in your life is all that more precious, and that's what I've felt tonight, and that is the message I just want to take home, and how I'm going to sleep tonight is remembering we are living in that mix, and we're witnessing it now.
More tomorrow.
Yeah. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.